Okay, so we continue hopefully where we're up to in Arch Sadikim. We are middle of Shar Harachamim, and we'll get close to finishing it, if not actually finishing it today. The learning is always should be a schosi l'nishmas, our dear chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shanari and Reb Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schos for Fushlema of Chaim Deb ben Menorachel, Chanulei Bashen Derachel, and Abadati ben Perel, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. Someone give me a thumbs up if you can hear me okay. Okay, great. Okay, so he continues like this. He says, "Gam halah al habehemah tzarich l'rachim." You also have to have rachmanas on animals. Ki aser litzar bali chayim. It's aser to cause pain to animals. Val zeh amra toira hakim takim imay. That you're supposed to help your friend if the animal that he's loading is suffering because it packages he can't lift up the packages. You have to help him. Tzarich l'achil abem tar kadim shi'ay chalu. And obviously, the famous mitzvah, the famous halacha, that you have to feed your animals before you eat. Midas harachmanas he simin zera li Avram Avinu. The midah of rachmanas is a sign that someone is a child of Avram Avinu, Zer Yisrael, a Jew. That Hashem will give you mercy and multiply. Lachin kol adam yargilatzmo. Therefore, when a person speaks, you should always speak in a manner where you're speaking in a merciful manner, in a requesting type of manner, right? In other words, don't demand things from people. But when you speak, it should be in a way where you're trying to ask for someone for assistance, like a lashon bakasha, or when you're responding to someone, it should be with rachmanos. When you're davening, you should also say your tefillah in a way where you are requesting things where you're humble. He says, and there's a great reward for someone who gives an ani words of comfort. He speaks to the heart of the poor person, because more than the money that you're going to give the poor person is the smile, is the words of encouragement, is the bracha that you give the ani will give them more chiyus than the actual money. Many people know the mitzvah of the chiyuv of tzedakah and what it does, but they don't understand the idea behind the words. In other words, how much your words impact. You should see ki pruta. Whoever gives a pruta to an ani mitzvah, he gets six blessings. But someone who appeases him, who makes him feel good, esrei. So there's a more powerful impact that you have on anyone, but certainly on a poor person, when you make him feel good verbally with your words, than even if you provide him with the support that he needs. Lachin, therefore, b'dibur, when you speak, you should clothe yourself in righteousness in order to speak to his heart. And your words should be softly and pleasant to an ani and an evyon. And you should comfort him from basically from whatever actions you do, and try to lift him up. In other words, give him words of encouragement, give him a bracha, make him feel good. And even though it's very difficult, very hard for him, and even though you can't necessarily change his situation and his circumstance, but you could give him words of encouragement, you can make him feel good. The Ata ben Adam Terachim al Nishmascha. And he says, and you, everyone, every individual, should have rachmanis on his neshama that's going to endure forever and ever. Lahavi to be a zaycha one day to the spiritual pleasure that the eye, no eye ever saw. And don't follow most taivas to sin. And you will then, if you do run after tanugim, and you do just try to satisfy all your desires, you'll go basically from a place of light to a place of darkness. Have mercy on yourself, and care for your soul. And don't profane the beauty of your neshama with meaningless pursuits. Amar Chacham, the Shlomo HaMelech says, that a person gets a quality of charity from his actions. ובדברי שלמה מצווה לרחם על החנינה באמרו, היצל לקוחם למבס ומתים להרג. And Shlomo HaMelech says that save those people that are being taken to death and those that are about to die. So he ends off like this. He says, "Amilas Hamida Azoyz Tavchem Mitaskil." And to properly understand and be able to tell the difference between this midah, Shavarim Misnaigbaim Kol Abruyim Shenemar. No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. And you can understand and appreciate the greatness of this midah by dint of the fact Asher Habayrim Misnaig Boim Kol Abruyim, by looking at Hashem. So if you want to you want to be motivated to properly show rachmanis, you want to understand the importance of this midah. This is the prime midah when we say, how does Hashem conduct himself vis-a-vis people, vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael? It's always midas hadin and midas harachamim. We don't say with the midah of emes. We don't say with the midah of snadvus. We don't say with other midas. Which midah? Midas rachamim. And so that should tell a person what an important midah it is. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Verachem aval kol masav," that Hashem acts with kindness and mercy over all of His creations.